This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Insects far outnumber all other animals on planet Earth, so why not have an event that celebrates them?
Very few insects are pests. We just notice those. We don't notice the ones that are either neutral or beneficial, generally speaking. Insects are somewhere between 75 to 95% of animal life, and without insects, life on this planet would collapse.
Frederic Lavoisier helps direct the Entomology Education and Outreach Program at Sonoma State, under the sponsorship of biology professor Nathan Rank. Tomorrow, they're hosting their first annual Insectapalooza, a family-friendly event designed to engage kids' fascination with bugs of all kinds.
Most kids have a natural curiosity and often like bugs. Sometimes they're a little bit afraid of them, and once they get a bit of exposure, they lose that fear pretty quickly. You can look through a microscope and just go, oh, cool.
And that applies pretty equally for girls and boys, she adds.
I think we have this perception that boys like bugs. I'm a girl. I like bugs. And there are lots of girls who do, and it's not always the butterflies and the ladybugs. I think there's just as many boys who are afraid of them as girls.
While the Insectapalooza event has a lot for kids to do and see, Lavoisier insists that it's not just for younger visitors, pointing to the day-long series of educational talks.
Talks about native bees, habitat gardening, defenses, aquatic insects. We have three labs, live aquatic insects, watching their gills work, basic bugs lab, and a garden allies lab, and California carnivores, bringing insectivorous plants, different preserves. We also have the Children's Museum of the North Bay, bringing a cool activity. You build insects out of wire, and then you put them in a wind tunnel to see how well they fly.
Other exhibits are intended to showcase the diversity of creatures within the world of insects.
We have all kinds of other arthropods. We have spiders, and we have centipedes and millipedes, and we have one station in our basic bug room where we actually brought in the tick that causes Lyme disease and the regular deer tick so people can see the difference.
And no, those tick examples are not still alive. Other displays will underscore the crucial role that insects play in the food web for bigger animals, and even some plants.
Many, many other organisms rely on insects for their food. Something like over 90% of birds are insectivorous. We also, in that room, are going to have leopard gecko and a blue-tailed skink, which is native to here. Most people have never seen it. We call him Señor Azul. We have frogs, turtles, bats, shrews, moles. They're a large part of the food web, and in that room, we also have a display of insectivorous plants.
The Insectapalooza event is centered in Darwin Hall, the main science building on the Sonoma State campus, and runs from 9 to 4. And if there is one core message that Lavoisier hopes those in attendance will take home afterwards, it is this.
Stop spraying the planet, please.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.